ladies and gentlemen, once again, we are here at the end of the week for Finally Friday. I'm Stephen Schleicher. Thank you for checking us out, whether you are watching us live on YouTube or on Alpha Geek Radio or in your car or your mobile device, wherever you're at. Let's move this out of the way. Welcome. Seems like most of Western Kansas, maybe most of the state, at least for 1 to 3A, has converged on our little town as we host the state wrestling tournament. So that gets things a little crazy and a little crowded around town. All the hotels are booked, obviously, as this event goes on for a couple of days. And it gives some of our Major Spoilers staff a chance to do their jobs. So I believe Zach is doing something today with state wrestling, and then he's doing something in Salina tomorrow. And then Rodrigo, of course, our PBS, our regional PBS station, broadcasts the state wrestling tournament throughout the state for people who are interested in it. And a lot of people are interested in wrestling. I don't know if this streams, though, but Rodrigo is busy with that this weekend. And I know you're busy. I know I'm busy. I know the weather's crazy and busy. Yesterday, it was it dropped down to about 12 degrees. Today, it's about 18 degrees. And it's cold. It's cold. So why would you want to even live here? Well, if you have checked out the latest top five, you've heard Zach, Rodrigo, Matthew, and myself. I'll give you five reasons why you might consider living in Kansas. The weather was definitely not one of them. Well, maybe it was. Maybe it was one of those wait 5 minutes and everything will change kind of situations. So this is Finally Friday. This is a show all about you and all about things that are going on in the comic book and pop culture world. So if you want to get involved, we need you to call the Major Spoilers hotline. That number is 785-727-1939. That is the Major Spoilers hotline. If you are on Skype, all you need to do is look for my name, Stephen _ Schleicher. And I put my name up there not just to, because I know it's a hard name to spell. But that's the name that you want to look for under Skype. So I'm looking forward to hearing from all of you this week. And we can talk about anything you want. Anything goes. This is where you guys feedback. I've moved some things around so that you can see the chat room a little bit better. It was kind of silly to have the Skype icon up on the page, especially when all we were using was just a traditional Skype picture. I'm a little hesitant right now to implement the Skype video for those of you who call in, like James called in before. I think when Ashley Victoria Robinson calls in and some of the others, I would love to put video in there. But this system is already choking at about 9,900% on this CPU to try to get this feed and everything that we're doing out to you. So if someone wants to contribute or find a way to get me a more powerful system so that we can do this correctly and get in multiple cameras, I would certainly appreciate it. A couple of programming notes. If you were listening to Zach talk about his thoughts about the Oscars and you were digging on that, then you want to check out Zach on Film this week. It's available now, and you can hear all of his thoughts as well as our thoughts about what authors, what their contribution should be once they've sold their work to the Hollywood studio system. So go check that out. Zach on Film. A lot of things coming up at Major Spoilers this week, including the Major Spoilers VIP live chat for February. Last day of the month, I know. We're going to try to get this knocked out about every two, about the middle of the week going forward. This is for our gold members. So if you are a gold member, thank you, of course, very much. In fact, this episode is brought to you by our Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. And if you want to find out more, head over to members.majorspoilers.com. But we've got that live chat tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. And I've already told you Zach is busy. Rodrigo is busy. Brian and Rob and myself will be here, and we'll be able to talk with all of our gold members around the world. So tune in for that 1:30 p.m. Central Time. Adjust accordingly wherever you are at. 785-727-1939. That's the number that you want to call. And we had so many great calls last week. I hope you guys can keep it up again this week. But why don't we start some news off this week by talking about Supergirl. Now, we already know that Glee alumni Melissa Benoist has been tapped to play Supergirl, Superman's cousin, in the upcoming CBS series. Now, this series has been greenlit. It's been given a series commitment. They didn't even wait to see the pilot. They just said, hey, man, let's go for the full series. So we know Melissa Benoist is going to be playing Supergirl. And according to the series blurb, basically, Kara Zor-El, who escaped from Krypton amid the planet's destruction years ago, since arriving on Earth has been hiding the powers she shares with her famous relative. But now at age 24, she decides to embrace her superhuman abilities and be the hero she's always meant to be. We know some of the casting. We know that they've cast a Jimmy Olsen. We know that they have cast Calista Flockhart as Cat Grant. In the comic books, Cat Grant appeared in, I want to say like in the 2000s. I'm sorry, 1987, sorry. Adventures of Superman 424. She was a columnist at the Daily Planet and was introduced as a potential love interest for Clark Kent. But, you know, she became kind of the gossip queen of the paper. In the upcoming television series, Cat Grant will be a media magnate and founder of Catco, C-A-T-C-O, where Kara Zor-El plays her assistant, or will Kara Zor-El will be her assistant. And so I think that that will be interesting to see how that relationship plays out. And as we mentioned this week on the Major Spoilers podcast, it might be more of a Perry White kind of situation. And of course, Cat Grant being a little high-strung sometimes could possibly cause some additional problems there. And then just yesterday, we learned about two more who have joined the cast. Two more fresh faces, or not fresh faces, two more actors have joined up and signed on as series regulars. We have David Harwood and, Lee. Lee will be playing Kara Zor-El's foster sister, Alex Danvers. Now, she's a doctor in the series, but if you go and you look around online, you can find out that when Alex was 14, Kara Zor-El was fostered with her family. And though, even though she's jealous of Kara's abilities, she was fascinated enough in the sciences to become a doctor. And in this series, as a grown-up, she will learn and do as much as she can with aliens. So it sounds like she's going to be kind of a foil. I don't think she's going to be a confidant. I don't think she's going to be doing anything on the good side. In fact, she shows up as an employee of a secret government organization. Well, and that secret government organization is run by David Harwood. He gets to play, get this, he gets to play Hank Henshaw, a former CIA agent who's in charge of running an organization that tracks down extraterrestrial threats on Earth. Who's Hank Henshaw, you ask? Well, for those of us who lived through the 90s, and I know that there are many of you who have lived through the 90s, Hank Henshaw, during the Death and Rebirth of Superman series, was an astronaut who got sent off into space, and he came back, and he lost a lot of body parts and whatnot. He became the cyborg Superman, and during the event, he was, in the very beginning, somewhat threatening, but not really evil, but then as the reign of the Superman continued, he really tripped out and became a bad guy, and he's partially responsible for the destruction of Coast City along with Mongol and Darkseid and everything that was going on during that time. So it will be interesting to see if at some point in this series, Hank Henshaw becomes Cyborg Superman. So at least we know of one Superman that's going to be popping up in this series. And then a story that just broke just a little bit ago. Now, I'm going to still consider this a rumor, but it looks like CBS and the Bernoulli, I forget what the name of that production company is, the Bernoulli production company that's currently doing Arrow and Flash. In Flash, they brought in John Wesley Shipp to play Barry Allen's father, and they brought in, I forgot her name, to play Tina McGee. Both of those characters, or both of those actors, were in the 90s Flash television series. CBS is looking to bring in some superheroes from other time periods. It looks like in the upcoming Supergirl series, we're going to see Dean Cain and Helen Slater appear in some secret way. At least that's what they're saying right now. In some secret way, we will see these characters pop up in the Supergirl series. I think that's kind of interesting. To an extent, I guess. It would be nice if Dean Cain was able to reprise his role as Superman, but he's a little bit older and not as in shape as he was when he started the show in the in the mid-90s, mainly because he was just coming off of a football career, I think at, was it USC, UCLA? I forget where that was. But he did have that Superman build back in the 90s. So it'll be interesting to see how he and Helen Slater show up in Supergirl next fall, I believe, is when the show kicks off. Hi, caller. Who's this?
Hey, Steven. It's Nate. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Nate. How are you this weekend?
Not too bad. It's been a mixed emotion week this week with everything
okay.
going on.
All right. In what way?
Well, of course, the passing of Mr. Nimoy today, and
yeah.
Finding out that Ajian has kind of had a step back from critical hit.
Yeah, well, you know, and so I guess it's yeah. and don't take our kind of I think some people are like, well, you guys aren't really saying much about it. I guess keep in mind we've made the statements that we needed to say, but we've known about this since early December, right? And so it's been December, January, February for us. And so the further away we get from an event, the less concern, but the less emotional strain it takes upon everybody. But I realize that for you just listened to an episode last week, and now you've get this announcement, and then this upcoming episode this week, she's not going to be a part of. There's also been 3 months of recording in between the last week's episode and this week's episode. So
definitely.
That's kind of the thing that I understand is weird, for lack of a better word.
I completely understand.
I mean, she's going to be missed. Believe me, whenever I found out about it, I was very disappointed. So,
yeah, but yeah, she definitely will be missed. She brought a lot to that show and it was a good part. It was a good run. So, but what was I going to say? We had a good week. Last weekend I took my daughter down to where the Miami Dolphins train for training, and we did this thing called All Pro Dads thing. And we got to do like a little father daughter stuff, and it was actually pretty fun. So
that's good.
Run around, did a whole bunch of stuff. So, and then unfortunately, I'm going to miss the live chat tomorrow.
Oh no, so, Nate.
I had a pre-engagement. We actually, my daughter, my son, and I are actually going to be in a tournament.
Hey, cool, tomorrow. Excellent. And is this just a full-on tournament? This isn't going for a higher belt level or anything like that?
No. This is actually an actual sanctioned ATA Taekwondo tournament. You do your form, and it's point sparring and weapons and combat weapons, a whole bunch of things. So.
Cool.
It's like a little bit of Karate Kid.
Yeah.
You know.
So, like, are you or your kids proficient in weapons, or is that something that you guys don't do?
We haven't trained too much in them, but it's not. We don't like fight with the weapons. It's more of a form with
presentation.
Weapons.
Presentation.
Like a display. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like a display. Mm-hmm. And then what's really neat is they have these extreme martial arts, which these are the guys that flip around and do a whole bunch of crazy stuff to music and things like that. So,
yeah.
I can't do that.
So what are you competing in?
I will be competing in forms, sparring, and combat weapons.
Oh, okay, cool. Cool. And your kids also doing the same thing?
Yep. So the combat weapons is just a big stick, foam stick that you hit each other with.
Yeah. And then you have to pretend like your arm fell off and you can go, "It's only a flesh wound.
Yeah,
come at me, bro."
Get back here.
Yeah. Well, cool. So is that there in Orlando, or do you guys have to go somewhere for that, or?
No, it's local. It's in Delray Beach.
So oh, okay.
Palm Beach County.
Okay,
so,
cool.
But yeah, so it's local. It's fun. We get to, I think there's one in Naples in August and one in Fort Lauderdale too. So there's a few local here that we get to go to.
Excellent.
But, yeah, so the only other thing that I want to say is I'm actually really excited about the spinoff series for all the CW stuff.
Oh, yeah. So that was the Firestorm Adam thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Firestorm Adam, maybe Black Canary.
You know, that hasn't actually been – I mean, I know they've been talking about it, and they've been talking about it as a potential. But, you know, I can't imagine that they've spent this much time – bringing Brandon Routh into the Arrow universe to make him the Atom and build him up in the character. And I can't believe that they're doing the same thing in Firestorm in the Flash TV series if they're not going to do something beyond that. And if they're going to keep those characters in their respective shows, that's great. It means that you can bring them in quite a bit and have them do stuff. But I think with all the buildup that they've done for both of those characters, that they're going to get their own spinoff show. And the other rumor that came out this week was that indeed they're going to take the Flash. They're going to take Firestorm and Atom and have them team up into their own team up show.
That's going to be neat.
That would be cool if that actually happens. I think it'd be interesting what they would call the show. If I were going to put my finger on what I would name the show, I would call it The Brave and the Bold. And then that would allow you to bring in other heroes throughout the series and have team ups and those kinds of things. So it'd be interesting if they went that direction. Now, I know Brave and the Bold is generally thought of as a Batman and Friends title, but I think it would work really well in this case.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's a lot of stuff happening, so that's cool.
It's really
neat.
Did you get a chance to watch the finale of Agent Carter, by the way?
Yes.
And what did you think? What did you think of the entire series?
I enjoyed it. I think it was very well done. My favorite character, of course, is Jarvis. That character was just so well done. The guy that they had playing Tony Stark from the movie and stuff, he was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it wasn't a Hydra agent. I guess it was a Black Widow agent. Black Widow training and stuff. So that was kind of neat too, how they tied all that in.
Mm-hmm.
The ending kind of felt like, that makes sense. So, I mean, I wasn't surprised at the ending when he went in and saw the guy in prison and stuff. So that was
kind of nice. Yeah. What did you think of the stuff that Peggy Carter went through and her development?
Yeah, it was really interesting. I mean, granted, I understand all that stuff. Not that I grew up back then, but you know, growing up with a single mom and stuff, it was, you know, it was hard. So
yeah.
I understand a woman trying to make her do and stuff like that. I thought, it was very well done. Very classy.
Good.
There was points where it was getting to a point where it's like, okay, yeah, we get it, guys. We get it. She's a woman. It's, you know, it's after World War II. We understand.
Right.
But, I think they kept it at a level where, there was a good give and take with it.
It's really interesting, especially the sexism that was going on with Agent Carter was really kind of interesting because, and I say that because a lot of the general thinking from about the 1880s through the 1900s, and I don't know when this might have changed, but women were considered very desirable to have as detectives and people to go undercover because they made other people comfortable enough to let down their guard and open up and share information. In fact, one of the first female detectives was hired by the Pinkerton Agency, and they just thought that she was their best operative that they had on the force because of her ability to get in and get the information out of the people that they were investigating. So I was kind of surprised how that all turned out, but I'm glad that it did turn out for the best, in the show.
Yeah, it was a good, and actually the one, I really, really liked the show. I thought they did such a good job. It was it was a very nice period piece.
Mm-hmm.
The one cool thing that I did like it was a commercial for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, I guess I didn't see the commercials only because I watch everything via iTunes.
Yeah. So there was basically, it was for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and there was Skye was laying down on a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just basically she was like some summation of what's going on. And basically she mentions that something inhuman is going on.
Ooh, something inhuman, you say.
Yes. So I was like, yay. I was like, yes, they are bringing in humans.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they brought in didn't they bring in the Kree before the season break?
Right, right.
With the blue alien stuff. And then, I forget what is coming up. I hope that the ratings are strong. Isn't next week when it returns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
March, March something or other. But yeah, it comes back next week. So
well, I hope it has strong ratings. Yeah, yeah, that's cool. No, I didn't get to see that. Yeah. I was disappointed now, but oh well.
Well, it was a good commercial because like boom, boom, and then it just the human part was like, oh,
yeah.
They're calling it out. They're naming it what it is. It's going to be the Inhumans. So
excellent.
It's going to be cool.
All right. Anything else?
But, no, other than that. Hey, rest in peace, Leonard Nimoy. He was awesome.
Yeah. Definitely. All right, Nate. Well, have a great weekend and good luck to you and your son and daughter as you guys go off into your tournament.
Thank you, sir. You already did one too.
Yep. All right. Take care. Bye. It's always good to hear from Nate, and sad that he won't be with us tomorrow, but that's okay. The way we've been doing the live chats the last couple of months is not only will we have a chat window open for you to participate, but we'll also have the Skype line open for people to call in as well. So if you are a Gold member, starts at 1:30 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, February 28th, 1:30 p.m. Central Time. If you're not a VIP member, or if you're a VIP member of Bronze or Silver and you want to upgrade, go right ahead. You'll be able to get right in, all of that kind of stuff. I know last month there was somebody who signed up like 20 minutes before the live chat began and was able to get in and chat with us. So it's a good time. Come in and hang out with us on that day. I keep looking down here to see what's going on in the chat. So it looks like some people were commenting on the Avengers and Agent Carter. Whoops, let's bring that back down. There we go. 785-727-1939. That's the number that you want to call. How about we talk DuckTales? I love DuckTales growing up. I mean, DuckTales came out, I want to say, in 87. So I was already in high school, about to graduate junior year. But when that first movie came on, I was blown away at how they kicked off that Disney action block in the afternoons. Of course, it was still a few years before Rescue Rangers and Tailspin and the rest of those really made that series happen. But Disney XD announced that they're going to be taking us back to Duckburg in 2017. The new series will follow Scrooge McDuck, his curious and mischievous nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, actually his grandnephews, and the optimistic yet temperamental Donald Duck as they embark on a high-flying adventures worldwide. What I like about that statement right there is that this takes us back to the original Disney Scrooge McDuck adventures, where it was just those characters. The other thing that's nice about it, though, is they're still going to bring back a lot of the DuckTales regulars. So we can expect Duckworth, who is the the butler? Gyro Gearloose, Launchpad McQuack, who was by far my favorite character in that series, Flintheart Glomgold, Magic Dispel, and her Raven Poe, and then, of course, the Ma Beagle and the Beagle Boys are all expected to return, as well as Mrs. Beakley, who became the nanny, and her, what was it, her granddaughter, Webigail Vanderquack. So that's going to be really interesting. We're going to still have to wait a few years for that to happen, but I think getting more DuckTales on television is going to be great. The only thing that I have, well, I should have talked to Nate about this when he was here, because he's a big fan. The only problem that I have with shows that are on Disney XD is the fact that you never know when the new episode's going to come out. You never know when a new season's going to start or how long that season would be. I started to experience this frustration when Mason, my oldest, was getting into Phineas and Ferb, and we'd watch those episodes and we'd never know when a new episode was coming out, or there'd be a little 15-minute episode one week and another 15-minute episode the next week, and then the following week they'd mash them together into a 30-minute episode. That became somewhat frustrating. Gravity Falls is even more frustrating because it is a great series, and yet it has not been on, they haven't had a new episode since November, and there was an episode that just popped up, I want to say last week, 2 weeks ago, that we finally got to watch. But the problem is, for my son, back in November, and even the youngest, but Mason and the youngest were watching that left and right every time a new episode came out. Then in November, it went away, and about once a week or every couple of weeks, my son would say, "Hey, Dad, how about we check the feed and see if there's a new Gravity Falls episode?" And sure enough, there wasn't. And I said, "Oh, it'll probably be in January, mid-January, before they post a new episode." They didn't post a new episode in January. And of course, by then, he's kind of lost complete interest in the series. So that when the new episode popped up in February and I said, hey, how about we spend some time watching this? They watched it for, you know, 10, 15 minutes or so, and then they both kind of drifted away and were not as interested anymore. And I think that that is a real shame when you can't get your programming schedule down like that, and all you do is regurgitate rerun after rerun after rerun. I hope they don't do this same thing with DuckTales. That's my greatest fear, is that they'll do like 10 episodes for the year, and for the 52 weeks, you get like essentially one or two episodes per month. Or one episode a month, and then you take November, December, and January off completely. So I'm excited about DuckTales, but I'm afraid that that's what's going to happen. Yeah, Quinch says there in the chat that Disney's been doing that a long time. You know, until we had kids, the Disney Channel was not a destination for me. I didn't care about Hannah Montana. I didn't care about those kinds of things, the Magic Kids or the Zach and what were those two kids that got on the boat and had the hotel and all that stuff. I don't remember that show, so we never got into that. But then as Mason started to get older, we started gravitating towards stuff on Disney XD, and that's when I've really noticed it. So, hi, caller. Who's this?
Hey, this is Joe again.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Well, you're talking about two things that I resonate with, the DuckTales and also the Disney XD thing. I mean, the only show I watch is Star Wars Rebels.
Yes.
But I actually watch it on UVerse using their web app.
Oh, yeah. Because
I just don't want to go downstairs and watch it on the big screen.
Yeah.
But it's like they were doing it every week for a while, mm-hmm. and then they took like a 1 week break.
Yep.
And now there's another break, like at the halfway point of the season, I guess. I don't know. And like, I have no idea when the next episode is going to come out. So,
and they don't advertise it either. You know, that's a shame. Now, at least Rebels has been somewhat consistent.
Yeah. But I could definitely see where if that happened a lot, you would get pretty frustrated with and just maybe like, well, we'll just wait for it all to come out and then watch it in bulk. Well,
the other thing that kind of irritated me is because, again, we don't watch it on cable that much because we don't know what the release schedule is. So we have iTunes subscriptions. With Gravity Falls, what angered me is they took that first season and essentially split it into two, or maybe it was season two. They split into two different parts. And so you got halfway through the season and there weren't any updates. But then when you went to the iTunes store, there's a part two that you have to buy for another $20 or whatever it was. So that's kind of infuriating as well, at least from the on-demand side.
Right. That makes sense. But yeah. So,
go ahead.
I was going to say, it's kind of funny. So all of the comic books I own are inherited from my brother. And he just has like a few issue number ones. Like I think he had like a Daredevil number one. Mm-hmm. I don't know which. I don't know if there's multiple restarts.
Yeah, so there
I don't
have
know
been.
Which one it is?
Yeah.
And then like so he just dabbled in comic books, but he has like 100 or so, like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
You know, and just DuckTales comic books, and so I read through those several times, and you know, those are my favorite comic books besides stuff like Garfield and stuff. So.
Oh, so you like Garfield and Peanuts and that kind of stuff?
Garfield and Calvin Hobbes. Calvin Hobbes is my favorite by far. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. And then I watched the cartoon when I was younger, the DuckTales mm-hmm. cartoon and the movie as well. Yeah. So yeah, I'm actually really excited to hear that they're making something new. So I'll probably definitely watch it when it starts showing eventually.
Yeah, and again, it'll show up in 2017. We have this image. Let me pop this up here. We have this image that Disney released, and it's 2D, but in this day and age, it seems like they want to push everything over to some kind of a 3D realm, although Gravity Falls and Phineas and Ferb have kind of remained that 2D flat version, even though there's a lot of 3D compositing in it. Would you rather see this as a traditional animated show, or would you rather see this these characters in complete 3D like they do with the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
I think that if they do the lighting right so mm-hmm. that it feels like it, like the mood of it fits, you know, kind of like the kind of stories that they're telling,
yeah,
then Yeah, I won't mind if it's all 3D. Mm-hmm. Especially like, I mean, I don't know. I don't have too much experience, but like Clone Wars came out really well. I mean,
right.
It's anything close to that, or even the new Star Wars Rebel stuff is pretty good, good enough. So yeah, I'm not too worried about it. Like if it's a cost reason, like it's cheaper for them, then I hope that just means they can get better voice actors or writers to compensate.
I'm thinking that the voice of Scrooge McDuck is not alive anymore. Let me look here. I forget what his name was. He's fairly well known. Him and DuckTales. Yeah. Let's look here.
Well, they're pretty good at finding sound-alike voice actors.
Yeah, they are. And of course, it's been so long since a lot of this has been accessible to people that you could flip somebody in there and you'd never know. Alan Young is the person who did Scrooge McDuck. He was born in 1919. I don't see is he still alive? If he is, that'd be cool.
He's probably retired if he's still alive.
Well, he was, you know, if he was 1919, let's see, he died in, you know, it looks like he's still alive at the age of 95. So if he's still looking for work, that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But I would imagine
as a cameo.
Yeah, I would imagine at his age that probably the likelihood of him being cast would be fairly low. So, so good. Anything else?
That's pretty much it. I actually just started watching Agent Carter. I think I'm almost done with the first season. And yeah, that's actually quickly became one of my favorites of the TV shows that I've been catching up on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really liked that angle of the sort of the women's issues kind of thing. This mm-hmm. is something I'm kind mm-hmm. of interested in. And like that moment when they figure out that she was behind everything and they're like taking her seriously was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they gave her a lot more respect than what she'd been getting before. So yeah, I like that as well. Do you want to see a second season or did you think that adventure was enough for you and Agent Carter?
Oh, I definitely want a second season. Maybe it won't go far beyond a second season.
Yeah, it would be kind of hard. I mean, but the nice thing is she's not really tied into the modern Marvel Cinematic Universe because we saw her pass away in Winter Soldier. Spoiler alert, everybody. But I think it would be interesting to see her do something in the 50s, maybe in the 60s and 70s, and just see her age a little bit and have an adventure in each one of those decades.
Yeah, that would be interesting, especially if they could maybe like throw in another like character or another villain each time.
Yeah.
You know, like a plot point to I mean, I'm also excited because most or all of the other franchises are male leads, and this is the first one with the female lead. And so until like a potential Wonder Woman or Supergirl comes out, like it's all we have.
Yep. Yep. Well, Wonder Woman apparently goes in front of the lens in a couple of months. I think April or May is when it's going to start shooting a standalone movie there. Don't know much about it. And of course we've got Supergirl coming to television in the fall. So good times there.
Great. Nice talking to you again.
All right. See well, take care, week. Joe. Take care. Bye. See, Joe and Nate, they know how to do it. 785-727-1939. If you are in your car on your mobile device listening to us from Alpha Geek Radio, then that's great. If you're watching watching or accessing this show on TuneIn or anything that it's streaming, then great. If you're over on YouTube, use the chat room. That's what it's there. That's what it's there for. So go check it out. And we thank Alpha Geek Radio and Todd for his support and making sure that this show streams correctly week after week after week. I'm getting a message from my wife. That's why I keep looking down. I've got to actually run and go and do I think I need to get one of the geek parents or nerd parents on the show because having some issues with my son, and we're going to go have a meeting with the teacher. She's sticking around to have a meeting with all of us. So teacher, mom, dad, and the boy. It's not going to be good. He's a really smart kid, so it really, I don't know, it makes me a little sad when I hear that he's having discipline problems at school and doesn't want to do what he's told. I mean, we have those issues at home, but that's just because, you know, I'm his dad. But to have that at school is a little disappointing, so I'm hoping we can get something resolved today. So we're going to cut the show off here in about 15 minutes, just so that we can go deal with that. So, hello, caller, who's this?
Hey, it's Russ Cat calling.
Hey, man, what's going on in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada today?
Man, it is a beautiful, bright, sunshiny day today.
And what is the temperature? Minus 27 degrees Celsius?
Probably a healthy minus 15. Almost shorts weather.
What's on your mind today?
You know, I honestly don't have too much going on in the world today. I was happy to see the FCC come down in favor of net neutrality today, though.
A couple of days ago. Yeah, and that's actually a nice move for the U.S. I don't know how Canada is with your...
Canada has made the similar designation a few years back.
Good, good, good. Well, it's sad because we're one of the few countries that... I mean, we're just so backwards when it comes to information superhighway, even though, you know, it's partially invented. Well, internet is invented in the United States, but the web and everything developed in other countries. But it's so sad that we have one of the slowest internet speeds of the, you know, the first world nations and everything, how the companies are just dragging their feet left and right because they don't want to increase internet speeds. I remember back in like 2005, Japan was having stuff that was 50 times, 100 times faster than anything that we have. And still today, the fees that we're paying just to get some of the oftentimes mediocre broadband service is appalling and saddening to me. So hopefully this will kind of force those guys to start to compete a little bit more and to invest a little bit more money to ensure that we have a good infrastructure, as well as not being able to charge outrageous fees.
Canada faces many of the same challenges in terms of internet speed cross-country.
Mm-hmm.
Most of Canada's population is based, you know, within, I'll say, 200 miles of the U.S. border.
Right, right.
And so if you're one of the unlucky people who lives up in the north, like, it's really hard to get either internet at all or fast internet.
Yeah.
And it just causes... like all of those extra fees just to run that cable out there or to have like fiber repeaters and stuff. And I imagine in a lot of your less populous states, it's pretty mm-hmm. much a lot of the same challenges.
One of the nice things that we have here in Hayes, and this is one of the things that we didn't mention in this week's top five, but the main internet backbone, that giant, whatever it is, T3 pipe or whatever it is, runs right through about 10 miles north of here. And so we're able to jump right onto the big pipe whenever we need it. And of course the university's tapped into that. Most universities are. And that's really nice for us. Our community has fiber. Even though Google has rolled out fiber and made Kansas City one of their Google cities, fiber cities. We've had fiber out here for decades. There are farmers that have had faster internet speeds than many people in town for the last couple of years. We have fiber to our doorstep now, and we've got, I forget what I've got. I think it's 100-100 is what I'm doing right now. And that's really fast, but we're also paying a premium for that right now. My parents, right. On the other hand, they live... you know, they live 30 minutes south of Lawrence, Kansas, on the eastern side of the state, and they live out in the country. The closest city where I grew up, Pomona, does have internet speeds, but the telephone company has been very slow to roll that out into the rural community. So my parents are still on dial-up, and they keep talking to the phone company about when they're going to get, even cable hooked up to their house. And they're just super slow about it. It looked like maybe 3 or 4 years ago, they were about 6 months away from having it rolled up into their on their road. but it still hasn't happened yet. And they're super frustrated about that because they want to get online and do stuff. I mean, just because they're in the country, or the same way with Northern Canada, just because you're isolated doesn't mean you should have to suffer the consequences all the time, especially in this day and age. But I don't know. It's up to the phone companies, the telcos, to make sure everything works, I guess. Get it hooked up.
Yeah.
So what else is on your mind besides net neutrality? We got off on a little tech tangent there.
Over the past couple of weeks, I've really gotten back into podcasting.
Oh, good.
I've just hit a good stride where I was able to do stuff at work while listening to podcasts.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found a couple weird esoteric ones, which have been giving me no end of joy.
Okay.
A crew of sketch comedians out of Victoria that I listen to, they make a number of different podcasts for random things. And
yeah.
They decided to make a Magnum PI rewatch podcast.
Oh, I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go check that out.
Episode by episode.
I've been wanting to do that with the Rockford Files for years, but I don't have the free time to sit down or anyone else who wants to talk about the Rockford Files with me. But yeah, I love the Magnum PI series, so I'm going to go check that out. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it's called Magnum Rewatch.
Oh, and I'm gonna go check that out.
It's quite funny, and I also finally started getting back into Welcome to Night Vale.
Yes. Now they've been a sporadic. I think maybe didn't they take a break for a while? It seemed like they took a break for a long while, and then only in the last month or two.
Break at one point, and now they're updating. I think twice a month.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Welcome to Night Vale is really good. I am almost done now with We're Alive, which is a zombie story. I don't know if you've heard that one before. It wrapped up already, but I'm already into the final season of it. Yeah, it ran from like 2010, I think, until just last year.
So the reason why I was thinking about you with Welcome to Night Vale is because they were promoting their spring U.S. tour.
And oh, okay, cool.
In May, they're coming to Lawrence, Kansas.
Well, maybe I will take a jaunt up there then. That would be kind of cool.
In the listing. I'm like, oh my God, I know people who live here in Lawrence, Kansas.
Welcome to Night Vale. Let's look here and see what their schedule is. Because if there's a specific date, maybe several of us might want to take a trip to Lawrence.
Yeah, it's May 4th at Liberty Hall.
Well, Liberty Hall is a great place to do it. I love that. I love that place. I'd love to do a live Major Spoilers show there. Let's see. A lot of sold out. You said May what? May 4th?
May 4th.
They've got an aggressive schedule, yeah. On sale now, tickets. I may have to buy some of those. Oh, yeah. I don't know who else listens to Night Vale. I think Zach listens to Night Vale, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if Rodrigo does. I know Matthew doesn't. So I don't know. Maybe if people are interested in doing kind of a Major Spoilers meetup and you're wanting to go to Lawrence, Kansas. Oh, there's not very many tickets left. The only thing that's left on this are way, way, way in the back.
Oh.
Here, I'll show you guys. This is the... this is all that's left. Right balcony... Center balcony, left balcony, that's it. There's a few scattered things here and there, but that's going out pretty quick. Wow. We'll see.
All right, well, that's pretty much all we got going on. Hopefully
all right, man.
We'll make time to listen to you guys tomorrow.
Okay, great, and do call in if you have questions. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Obviously, the VIP live chat is all about whatever, you know, fans, the gold members want to talk about, but... I know with Rob and Brian, we were recording Critical Hit this week again, and afterwards we probably spent about 20 minutes talking about new and upcoming games that we want to play, some tabletop games, so maybe we'll talk some more about that tomorrow as well.
Awesome.
All right, man. Take care.
Have yourself a great evening.
All right, Russ. Bye. 785-727-1939. Just a few minutes left to get in your phone calls. And it's always great. I enjoy doing this show because it gives me a chance to talk with you guys and find out what you're thinking about whenever we're talking about comic books and pop culture, whatever that may be. And again, the show is really driven a lot by you. So whatever you want to call in and talk about, That's the important thing. Let's see. I don't know if Quinch is talking about Welcome to Night Vale or not, but it's certainly a very good show, and I want to listen to it again from the beginning. Sadly, the Thrilling Adventure Hour is coming to an end some point this year. I haven't seen a new Dakota Ring Theater in a while, but I know that they're busy with a lot of other projects and gearing things going on there. It's just there are some really good audio drama podcasts that I just love, but then there are some that are just not very good at all, and they make me sad to hear. And I really wish that we could get up to our 6,000 member level so we could launch our own audio drama podcast, in addition to another game podcast, in addition to the bonus podcasts, which are over at the member site. Matthew and I have been doing the flashback episodes of The Flash these last couple of months, and that's been a lot of fun. We're going to be on a break, I guess, for a month while the show's on, takes its spring break. And then we'll be back with more of those. And for those of you that are having some problems accessing those, or for those of you that don't have any problems accessing those episodes, but want to access it via iTunes or through a subscription, a password subscription, I'm working on that right now. I've been working with the company and we're almost done. I've been running into a few problems, but very soon I'll be able to put those up on an RSS feed that would require that you enter your login and password in order to access it. And when that happens, I think that's going to be a really big boost for those of you who want to listen to that additional content. 785-727-1939. That is the number that you want to call if you want to talk to us. If you watch the Oscars, you saw those Lego statues. There were 20 of them made. 12 of them were given away. Somebody, I forget, had a list earlier this week of everybody who got one. Oprah was one. Neil Patrick Harris was one. Somehow Beyonce, even though she wasn't there, she went to one of the after parties, snagged one. And if you're a Lego fan, you've been asking, how do I make one of these? How do I make one of these? I don't know where Zach found it, but I think it was on one of the Reddits, one of the Lego Reddits. Someone's already posted the plans on how to make your own Oscar statue based on the time lapse that we showed. Whoops, that's the Will Arnett
this
thing.
Oscar
I don't want to. Oh, come on now,
Steven.
Stop. I don't want to play that. The time lapse video that he put up there. People watch that frame by frame and figured out which bricks they needed and what to do. And so they've put that out there. I've got the plans. Zach's got the plans. And hopefully very soon I will be able to get the 500 bricks needed to make this and get that out the door. Speaking of getting out the door, let me show you one potentially spoiler thing that came in this week. And it will probably, let's see, this is set 76031. Attack on Avengers Tower is 76038. Even though these probably come at different points in the movie, I did get the Hulk Smash. What is this? The Hulk Buster Smash set. And I'll be putting that together this week on a new build up on our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video. This one is interesting because when you look on the back and you're looking at some of the action stuff, it might be giving away some movie information. You know, why is Iron Man attacking Scarlet Witch? You get a pretty good look, and I showed this on the Instagram feed this week, a pretty darn good look at the minifigure Ultron. The attack on Avengers Tower has the Mark I. This is more of the finalized version of that. So be looking for those on the YouTube feed. I'll be doing that this weekend in addition to doing the live chat. And I hope you guys are enjoying those. We've seen our numbers increase quite a bit on the YouTube channel. I don't have a want list episode this week. We did one last week. That was a lot of fun to do. I've got one shot, but we're trying to do those every other week. This week would be a 3D printing build. I'm actually going to wait a week on that one, and then just so we're going to have kind of a skip week for that show, only because my 3D printer has been down, and I just got it back together, and the time lapses that I have of this one project are taking a huge amount of time to render because I bet I have about, once it's all been rendered out, there's about 5 minutes of time lapse because of the parts involved with this. So I'm working on that now, and it's running me a bit behind. So I'll just decide to do a skip week and come back next week with that 3D build, and I'll give you a little hint. I have a part of an acrylic tube here. This is something that I bought so I could add to the 3D print. More on that very soon. Okay, I think, let's see, we're right at 4:20 now. My wife is about to come home and pick me up so we can go do this school thing. So why don't we just go ahead and wrap up the show there? I want to thank everybody who called in this week, and thanks everybody in the YouTube channel for your comments and for chatting it up. Let's hear from more of you in the future. 785-727-1939, mark that down, or if you're on Skype, Steven_Schleicher. I hope you've had a good week. I know it's not been a great week for happy, positive announcements, but it has been a week. I'm super excited about Critical Hit coming out this weekend. The new arc that we're kicking off, if you don't know, is a Fate arc where we're playing the Fate system. I think we talked about this several times on previous episodes of the Critical Hit, as well as here on Finally Friday and in the VIP Gold Chat. But you are probably, 10 hours away from getting a brand new episode, a brand new arc. I had a blast with it. If you're a VIP member, you've been over to the site and you've seen some logo development. You're going to see more of that logo going forward. And I've got some extra special things coming forward on the VIP side over the coming weeks, and some other graphics and some other cool things. I wish I could talk about it all now, but maybe that's something we can talk about tomorrow during the VIP live chat. Thank you, everyone. Have a great week. And until next time, thank goodness it's finally Friday.